Welcome back to the program, 1300 01 1170. That is the open line number, the text line 0457 736 736. He's been a regular through the rugby league season. Now he's doing great things in the NFL. How good was it? The Saints and the Seahawks just couldn't score points on Monday night footy, which is exactly how Jared Condon had predicted from reading the play. He's on the line again to have a look at week 8 of the NFL. G'day, Jared.
G'day, Jimmy. Who would have thought 7 weeks into the NFL season and the Super Bowl darlings, the Kansas City Chiefs, are in all sorts of trouble?
Yeah. What's happened? Where do we apportion blame for that, Jared?
Jimmy, it seems to be a whole range of things. Clearly, they've had issues in defence, which we've talked about a few times over recent weeks. There's certainly a bit of criticism mounting from a number of experts in the US around a number of the draft choices that they made in the off-season, a few players that they traded out and a few that they traded in, and maybe that's not working. And certainly Holmes has lost his mojo, hasn't he? And in attack, I mean, they're turnovers, fumbles, not hitting the right people. Who would have thought? I mean, I was against the Titans last week. The Chiefs only scoring 3 points.
Yeah.
In a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And Coach Andy Reid, who's got a great record, I mean, after the game, he himself said he was a very worried man. There's a lot of things happening at the moment that he's very concerned about. They're very warm favourites this week against the Giants, 10-point favourites, probably look to win, but very interesting when they come up against a key contest in the coming weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's have a look at some of these other games, because there's some great games week 8. First up, Friday, our time. Thursday night footy. The 6-1 Green Bay Packers up against the 7-0 Arizona Cardinals. I think it was 3 or maybe 2 weeks ago that we're thinking, oh, well, Arizona, it's a bit misleading, but not so misleading now, Jared.
Well, Jimmy, 7-0, you can't argue against that. I mean, I would say that I think that they've had a little bit of luxury with the draw over recent weeks, but they just keep winning and they're playing damn good football and they're prepared to move the ball in attack and really put some points and some attack on their opponents. Now, what a primetime matchup we have. Green Bay Packers on the road going into Arizona to play the Cardinals. Now, the Green Bay Packers absolutely dusted up in the first round, but since then have won 6 in a row, clearly have Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback. But there is now a lot of doubt in the last couple of days about final lineups here, and the market's been all over the place. But we have the Cardinals, very warm favourites, $1.35. The line's at -6.5. I did think early in the week that this looked like lots of points because we've got two very good quarterbacks backs who love to play attack. That's come back a little bit with some doubt around the team. I'm with the Cardinals. I certainly think that they win again here. I think that Green Bay have been a little bit favoured by the draw through recent weeks. But just a cracking matchup, perfect for TV, and I do hope we see some points.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a little dip for Patrick Mahomes. No such dip for the bloke who threw his 600th touchdown last week. They're 6-1, the Bucks. They go on the road and they've got the New Orleans Saints. And based on what we saw earlier this week, with that shorter turnaround as well, this is the Bucks just continuing to get it done.
Now, Jimmy, if that was you sitting in the stand with your young son next to you and Evans passes the ball that ends up being the one for the 600th touchdown up to your son, what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, I'll take the Bitcoin as well. Didn't Tom Brady give him a Bitcoin?
Something like that, yes. I mean, as they say on the open market, in years to come, probably sells for $500,000. Anyway, young fella made his night. Brady going up to him after the game and exchanging caps with him and having a chat, and clearly Tampa Bay have looked after him. Jim, a very interesting game. New Orleans Saints on the road. I don't think they were very impressive last week against the Seahawks, who were without Wilson. Really struggled to get points, only a 3-point win late in the game. I think they're a bit banged up into this. I think the Bucks at -5 is a great bet this week. $1.86 at Top Sport. Well, let's make that one of the plays of the week. I just think Tampa Bay are on a nice roll. Brady is just absolutely killing them. And Tampa Bay have still got some key people to get back into the coming weeks. They're a big force into the weeks ahead.
Yeah. Gronkowski, do we know exactly when he's due back?
Well, I think it's either this week or next, Jimmy. He seems to have been mooted over the last couple of weeks. I think they're holding him back. I mean, there was no need to play him last week against the Bears. They're always going to win that very comfortably, which they did. So, they've got a couple of other key attacking players coming back. I mean, Bucks is just going to have so much attack in them, and Brady so many options to play to.
Cincinnati, a pretty unfashionable sort of side. I don't think too many people had them near the top of their tip sheet for this season, and yet they've put in a 5-2 season. Have they surprised you a little bit, Jared?
They have. Yeah, they have, Jimmy. I think the key here is that those big trades that they made, Jimmy, in bringing in Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and all of a sudden those two... they had a combination through college, absolutely standing out at the moment. And the fact that they're prepared to play attack like they do, I think they've been a little bit favoured with the draw. I mean, three of those wins have been the Steelers, the Jags and the Lions. Nothing big to write home there. But this week they get the hapless Jets and they're nearly 11-point favourites. So I think they win again. A big test in a couple of weeks' time with a few more key matchups. But all you can do is win at the moment. I must say, beating the Ravens at home in Baltimore is a big win.
Tampa Bay, you've got them, the Bucks. We've got -5 here at topsport.com.au, $1.86. That's one of your bets for this week. Where are you going elsewhere?
Jimmy, one of my favourite home grounds. They call it the dog pen. The Cleveland Browns at home. I mean, they don't get any rougher or tougher than the Cleveland Browns, do they? Pittsburgh are on the road. I think Pittsburgh have been very disappointing this season. They had a very big win first up against the Bills, which was a big surprise. But I think they've limped through the last 5 or 6 weeks. They do come off a bye. I think they're a little bit... I think the form is a little bit thin. I like what the Browns are doing last week, only beating the Broncos, but they are getting key players back. A few question marks about what they might do with quarterback again this week, but I still think that with some of the key players they're getting back from injury, they're just way too strong here. I thought the line was too low. -3.5, the Browns at home, $1.91 at Top Sport. Let's make that the other bet for the week.
All right. I did mention about some of the futures markets. Have you had a look at the futures markets at all?
Well, Jimmy, I did. I went looking over the weekend and it's just way, way open now. I mean, I think that there's 6-7 chances that, can end up playing into the finals and get themselves on a run. I mean, clearly we've got the Bills and the Bucks are probably the top two. We've had the Chiefs fall away. I mean, I don't think anybody would have the Chiefs in their top 10 now. Yeah. It's very, very open. I mean, I did like the Bills a few weeks ago, and I think that they have the combination of Allen, attack and defence, and can be very physical. Like, they're still a team I want to be with, but, I do think we're going to end up in January with a fantastic final series.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the futures market here. The Bucks $5.40, the Bills $6. This is for Super Bowl winner. Rams at $9.50. The Cowboys are there at $11. I'm looking for... Geez, where are they? They've fallen right
fallen
out.
Off a cliff.
Yeah, fallen off a cliff. I must have gone past them, surely. Have I? Kansas City Chiefs, $14. So there you go. Well and truly outside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they're eighth ranked side, according to topsport.com.au. So maybe there are some true believers still out there. Jared, always great to chat. Love the tips that you give for the weekend of NFL, and we'll look forward to chatting again next Wednesday.
We're always here trying to make a dollar, Jimmy.